Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome back. Hope you had a great weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'll lead with a story about Dustin Lynch. Obviously, Dustin Lynch, big country superstar right now. He's got like, I'm not a small town boy like me. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Do you have that clip, Ray? He doesn't. He has that one, though.
Yeah. That's a different song.
That's a good one, too. So, Dustin Lynch completes his first solo flight as a pilot. So, listen, I talked to him, and I was like, bro, you're making it. Here's Dustin and I talking about becoming a pilot when he was training back in February of this year.
I'm way more comfortable flying commercial and private now because I know how to take off and land one.
That's okay. But
so like you could take over if the pilots both had heart attacks.
Yes, we weren't touring, so it's like, okay, let's pick up a new hobby. And I have some farms that are tough to get to driving or flying commercially. So get a little plane, I can get in and out to
you're
my
not farms scared that easier. One of these engines is going to go out and you have to make an emergency decision.
Well, my plane has it's a Cirrus, so
it's got a parachute.
I'm not about to jump out of a plane, but my plane has one if something goes completely crazy.
That's crazy. I don't even want to fly. I don't want to get on a Southwest flight. I don't want to get on a flight with Dustin Lynch. That's not
no
a
prize.
Hopefully we don't give that away as a prize.
But
he completed his first solo flight as a pilot. He went up by himself, came down by himself. That's crazy. He's got to pass some sort of test, and then he'll be a pilot with a license and la-da-da. I don't. You have to really be bored, or in the Air Force.
And he was bored.
He's bored. He's like, but he's done it all, right? He's doing all these shows, making good money. He's got a tractor. What else you need?
Man, I would think it's scarier going solo like that. Just being on a plane alone. Like we're always flying together, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm with my buddies. I'm with my family. But just flying a plane by yourself, like that's got to be lonely and scary
and boring
or exciting.
Oh,
no. No, not for me.
I don't know.
What if you're up there and you got to go to the bathroom?
Right. Who's going to take over?
Right. Exactly.
No one.
What if you're up there and you need a nap?
Great
can't
point.
Do that.
That'd
do
be
do?
Terrible.
Yeah. What if we start going through scenarios? Well, hey, listen, Dustin Lynch, that's awesome. We like you. I just don't like that. He's a risk taker.
Yeah.
And you put risk takers, then they get their pilot's license. You know what risk takers do?
What?
They take risks.
Yeah. Risk takers.
Sometimes so, too much.
So I don't like what I'm seeing here. Hopefully this clip never has to be played back. You know what I mean?
Oh gosh.
We wouldn't
play it back.
What?
We wouldn't.
Me going, I told you so?
Yeah, no, don't do
oh,
that.
Oh, you mean like if he's if he has to use the parachute and he's okay?
Oh, I was thinking if it's like not good.
Fatal.
Like really bad.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the fatal one. I was with Eddie.
And Bobby plays the clip back. Hey, we told him.
I mean, wait a week or two.
Hey, I'll be honest with you guys. I was more thinking about Lunchbox and Eddie.
Yeah, I was like,
why'd you do it, man? We had this clip.
I didn't even think about your parachute. I forgot all about the parachute.
I thought he has like a controlled accident landing situation.
That's that. Good for Dustin Lynch trying to grow, you know? Mm-hmm. That's it. Let's get going here. Thank you guys for being part of the show. By the way, please watch Snake in the Grass tonight. We're back with a new episode. Last week's episode was the Survivor people, that episode they showed on NBC. They showed it again. Did pretty well, but some people already seen it. So it wasn't as good as the other two. I'll be honest with you. So we need a big uptick this week. That way the show can get on that show. Right, this show?
Yes.
Yes,
we need
please.
People to watch,
tonight,
watch, watch.
USA 11, 10 Central.
People
watch,
of
watch,
all
watch.
Ages.
Mailbag time. Let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Oh, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I are having an ongoing argument, and I hoped you could settle it for us. I think it's rude to not return someone's text, especially when it's from your girlfriend. He will sometimes take hours to respond. I also think when you take hours to respond, you should start a response with why it took so long to respond. But he thinks it's no big deal and that it doesn't need an explanation. Also, he thinks it's rude when I text more than once before getting a response. How can you be sure they got the first text? What do you think? Sign, Tiffany the texter. Ah, I love phone talk. My favorite kind of talk, talking about phone rules and etiquette. I love it. Okay, I guess, first of all, it depends on, is he on his phone a lot? Like, I'll go to a situation where if I'm texted, you guys know, unless I'm in the working out, or I'm literally at something I cannot look at my phone, I'm on my phone all the time.
Yes.
So you'll probably get one back from me pretty quick unless I'm just not at the phone. But I never just put it away for the sake of mental health. No way, that ain't mental healthy for me. My wife may go 4 hours without even looking at her phone. Or I'll text her and be like, why did you not respond? She goes, oh, the phone's been in the bathroom. Sorry. I put it in there at 11 a.m. this morning and haven't looked at it. I'm like, but it's 4 p.m. She's like, isn't that great? No! But she has a healthy separation from her phone. If your boyfriend's like she is, I think it's okay that he doesn't do that. The first thing I would ask him to do, since this is an issue, is put on his red texts so you can know if he reads them.
Love it.
Oh, he may hate that idea.
Yeah, that's true, but you can ask him. You can ask him, because if his answer is, I didn't see it, great. Well, then let's put your reads on.
Exactly.
And so, and maybe you have to make an exchange for him. One nudie picture a day for a week if he puts his reds.
Oh, wow.
Who knows? I don't know what deals you make in your relationship. I have no idea. First of all, that's an issue to think about. Second of all, yeah, I would be irritated if he's looking at his phone and he doesn't respond for 4 or 5 hours. I would be like, why not?
Yeah.
You're so close, you can multi-text. There is a level of friendship. There's a threshold when you can text people 2 and 3 times if they haven't responded. Eddie or Amy, if they don't respond, I'd be like, yo, where you at? Hey, what about this? Hello? But that's a level you hit where it's like close circle and above.
Yeah. Well, and we know with you, if we honestly, though, sometimes if it needs a response, we have to put a question mark.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm tired of people going like, why didn't you respond? You didn't ask a question.
Oh,
if it's more of a statement, then he's like, okay, I saw it. Cool. I
have accepted your statement. You have stated it. I have read it. It has been stated.
I know, but you know that's not how us normal people communicate.
You stated it. I understood it. The end. Right. I don't need to send you a receipt of statement read.
I know. So now I just try to form everything as a question.
Yeah. And so here you go. He should respond, but he should respond quicker if he sees it. Absolutely. And you got to figure out a way to punish him. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, like the boyfriend thing, that's a little weird where he's just like, eh.
Are you thinking he's cheating maybe?
No.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I'm asking her, like, why for hours and hours?
No, I just think he's not a good communicator.
I also don't think he's cheating either. If he's not a good communicator, this is on brand, and you just got to work with him on being a little more present on how you're feeling at the time when he is not responding.
Yeah, and the red messages might help.
Yeah, and trade something out, whatever that is. And secondly, he doesn't need to go, I'm so sorry. It's been 5 hours.
Oh, he doesn't need to apologize.
No.
Just text.
No,
just text
nobody.
Back, but just don't be that bad.
Yeah, we don't need to apologize for that because, yes, for some of us, for our mental health, we do put our phones away for a long time, and we shouldn't have to apologize for that. It's more like, and, you know, Caitlin and I, Bobby's wife, we've talked about this before. It's like, hey, you know, thanks for being patient with me, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you shouldn't have to apologize.
Yeah, I don't say that. And I'm good at one-word text backs. I give you what you need, one word usually.
Oh.
And I'm like, refrigerator.
I know.
Catnip.
I'm more worried.
And you're like, what does that mean?
And I'm like, sorry, wrong person. And then you can multi-text somebody that is in your B plus or above in your circle of life. You can multi-text. Boom, boom, boom. B minus, I probably start to just be a little more precious with that.
You wait.
Yeah, you wait a little bit. Good luck, Tiffany. Sounds like a long-term problem that you're going to have to slowly
work on.
Slowly fix this. All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
These are a few questions on the B-Team Facebook page. Number one, did Bobby say, quote, lay down refrigerator that people took meat out of? I'm laughing out loud at that hillbilly.
You did say that.
I don't. What is it?
The freezer in the garage. People that have extra refrigerators in the garage
That wasn't a fridge?
No, those are freezers.
I mean,
that makes me a hillbilly because I didn't know that. There are other things that make me a hillbilly. I didn't know that was it.
And I think it's the fact too that you called it a lay down refrigerator.
That's what it was in my mind.
That's what it looks like.
We can barely afford a stand up refrigerator, much less a lay down one, a second one. So that was a free.
I swear
I saw things coming out of there.
What is the real name of it, though?
The lay-down fridge.
Deep freezer.
Deep freezer, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude, not lay-down fridge.
Lay-down fridge.
Oh, you guys think it's funny, too?
I think it's more of a guy thing.
It's really funny.
You think it's your last in? Yeah. Chuckles? Hey, Chuckles, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an idiot. Okay, this is from Christy. Hey, I'd like to think of myself as a big show fan. I listen consistently for about a decade, maybe longer. I know they obviously have other tech and men people who work for the show, but I was listening to a podcast, and I literally found myself out loud say, who the blank is Kevin? When Bobby asked him who his team was, he put in the draft. Anyone else react like me? Yes, Kevin works behind the scenes. Mm. And I guess I just referred to him, and someone's like, who's that? It's like a new character just showing up, and they don't address it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Kevin works behind the scenes on the show, and he's also on my sports podcast. So that is true. Sorry about that. I should have set it up. Here's another one. Is it just me, or have there been more artist interviews lately? That's a good question. Maybe so. I think we do interviews in seasons, meaning sometimes there's just a lot of good ones. We turn a lot down, but we never go, let's do more interviews. For example, Richard Marks, that wasn't an interview we had planned. That was just him reposting Abby, and we went, let's see if we can get him on to talk to him. So sometimes those organic things happen. But I don't know, Scooby, do you think there's been a lot more interviews lately?
I feel like summer is always busier with artists as they're doing their albums and they're getting ready for tours.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, they are right. We have had a lot more the last few months.
I'm not disagreeing at all, but we purposely have not sat in a room and said, let's get on more interviews.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose. No, yeah. No.
One final question from the B-Team. Is Eddie still doing reels? Eddie?
Yeah, I'm still doing reels.
Making money?
Dang right.
Why do you?
He's not.
No, he's not. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. I'm making good money doing reels.
But also, the bonuses aren't for ongoing forever.
What do you mean? Every month it says, do you want to renew your bonus?
Oh, and
I say, yes, absolutely.
So Instagram keeps paying you.
Yeah.
Have you got the money?
Oh, yeah. My wife says, I keep getting checks from Instagram. Like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's my reels. Pretty good, huh? Are you proud of daddy? That's what
daddy,
I tell her.
You say that to her?
Sometimes, because she likes that. She's like, that's funny when you say that.
How much money are you making off those?
I can't tell you guys.
What's the biggest check you ever got?
I can't reveal that.
And I can't ask an artist and ever again, like when we talk about money and like, okay, what's the song on the page of the most? If you don't answer my question, I can't in good faith ask an artist that question.
I can tell you what reel has paid me the most.
No, I don't care.
In that kind of format?
You know what? I'll take it. Go.
Yeah, Dierks Bentley riding a bike.
Yeah, because it's got the most.
Of course.
I mean, that was a good paycheck.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
You're not going to tell any of us?
No, I can't tell you guys.
By the way, Abby says Eddie wants to charge her to make reels. Yeah. Eddie's been charging people.
I've already charged her.
Why? Hey,
and
Abby.
All sales are final.
Yeah. Yes.
Eddie charged you money?
He did. Yeah, he helped me with my last reel.
What happened?
So I had I wanted to make one about Richard Marks and act like I'm like waiting for him to call, like I'm right here waiting.
I will be right here waiting for you.
Yeah. So I wanted to have the music of his song actually like playing in the background while I'm sitting there like waiting for the call. But I didn't know how to do that, like on Instagram, how you can just like put the song
Eddie
behind it.
Eddie charged you?
Yes.
You paid him?
Hear me out.
Wow, then Morgan number two needs to start charging Eddie.
Wow.
You want to hear my side of the story?
Mind blown. You got 15 seconds.
She came to me and said, hey, can you help me with this? I said, yeah, do that. Or if you need to, just download an app and there's apps for that. And she goes, okay. She spent about 30 minutes. I can't do it. And I was like, well, I guess I can do it on my system, but I'll have to charge you for that.
How much you charge her?
$5.
That's so dumb.
$5?
That's so dumb.
Yeah, she probably
makes... Nobody help Eddie do anything unless you charge him.
Yep, that's right.
She's making money on reels.
You make money on me. You make money on my. You Morgan, put me on a reel.
Have you ever helped Eddie with anything?
Yes, yeah, I have multiple times. So Eddie. Like $150 now, probably.
Nobody wow. help Eddie. Eddie's on probation. Don't help him.
Wow.
What if I give her $5 back?
No, right now you're in the you're in the doghouse.
Does that mean he has to pay us if he uses in his reel too?
No, that's not the case. We already had that. That's
yes, that's said and done.
Wow, I can't believe you charged her. Abby?
Yeah, and he told me no refunds. He's like, there's no
all
no
sales
refund.
Are final. Is what I said.
How did you pay him? Cash
because,
or Venmo?
Because
you,
I knew
you work at the dollar store.
No,
or what?
Listen, because I knew when she was going to use Richard Marx music, there was a big good chance that it'll get flagged and be pulled. So I was like, hey, all sales are final.
I can't believe this. I'm a little bit in shock.
What do you mean? Dude? Hey,
that's bad.
Reels? Thing. That's a business. And I'm in the business of making money.
It took him like 2 minutes also.
Okay, I'm over this. Kane Brown, like I love country music. We're going to play this. Nobody help Eddie. Okay?
For how long? Got it.
If he's on the side of the road, broken leg, need to drive. Don't pick
Whoa!
Him up.
Whoa! Broken leg!
Unless he pays you. All right.
Bobby Bonesha.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kane Brown is one of the nominees at the MTV Video Music Awards. His music video for Grand is up for Song of the Summer. It's a fan-voted category with polls opening up this Thursday. The show airs August 28th on MTV. Eric Church released the middle chapter of his album trilogy, Heart and Soul, to the public. The six-song project was previously released to fan club members only and is now available wherever you listen to music. Miranda Lambert, George Strait, and Willie Nelson are a few of the artists contributing to the upcoming album, Live Forever, a tribute to Billy Joe Shaver. The 12-song project will drop on November 11th. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
These two friends, Rick and Jerry, were exploring a cave system in Missouri, and they discovered a dog back in the back. Like, they had been walking through, and they were like, wow, Abby is her name. It's an elderly dog that had been missing for 2 months. Abby had escaped from her family and had gone into this cave where there are all these turns, and she couldn't figure out how to get out. Turns out, I mean, it's over 2 months. I mean, 2 months wow. this dog had been missing. So they don't really know how long she was back there, but they could tell for a while. But they were in the right place at the right time. They rescued her. And it wasn't, they just said, come on, Abby, let's get out of here. Like, they had to actually carry her through things, low places, water places. She's old, so she was not in good shape. In the end, they were also tired. They had a duffel bag. They had to get rid of the duffel bag, the stuff, and put her in the duffel bag and carry her out that way. But they did it. They worked their way through 500 feet of very tight, awkward spaces until they reached the surface. They said Abby, the dog, almost felt like she knew what was happening. She was so cooperative. I'm going to tell you, I don't care what's happening. You put me in a bag, I'm probably going to freak out for a little bit. I'm going to kick, I'm going to scream. It all worked out. Abby's family was contacted, and they have their dog back, which they did not think, and the dog's life was saved. That is an awesome story. I love a good dog rescue. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone, it's Michelle in New Orleans. Michelle. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so we're going to play a little game about the 80s. Can you tell me what decade you were born in?
89.
Okay, she hits it.
Wow.
She hits it. Now, I'm not a big 80s guy, and I've said on this show many times we should eliminate the 80s. Other than the Golden Girls, the Beastie Boys, Richard Marx, and...
Our birthdays.
That's right, our births, including Michelle's.
Yeah, she counts.
That's right. So, Michelle, we're going to play sounds from the 80s because I was told if I just do more 80s stuff, I'll like more 80s stuff. How do you feel about the 80s?
All 90s. I am all 90s girl.
Same, bro. You know, the 80s, I call that the poop of the decades.
Okay.
Just made that up right now. All right, let's play the game. I don't have a sheet. I don't know what these sounds are. Actually, I was frantically looking for my sheet to play the game, but I'm not hosting this game. Ray, you're hosting the game?
Yo.
How many are there?
We've got 13.
Oh, we're not doing all 13, so.
Wow.
What if we get them all real quick, though?
I doubt it.
We can't because we're all competing. Oh, you want to do Eliminator style?
No.
Yes.
Eliminator style. Yeah. If you miss it, you're out.
Oh, that's just me.
Okay, ready, Ray?
Yep.
Go with the first one.
Yeah, no.
Well, goodbye to you guys.
No goodbye to everyone else, except you and me.
We do it again, Ray?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
Is this really going to eliminate
me? I mean, Amy, we're out.
This is easy, guys.
I have no idea what
Maybe they... This is the original.
Yeah.
And they spruced
right.
it up.
Ray, we ready?
Yep.
All right. Lunchbox.
The More You Know.
That's what I have. The More You Know. Da-da-da-da.
It sounds so
Eddie?
Generic, though.
The More You Know.
Amy?
The More You Know.
Okay. Is that right?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, by the way, was a little thing, public service announcements, and somebody famous would come on and go, "Don't touch the stove because your hand will be burned." Then that sound would play and he'd go, "The more you know." That kind of thing. All right, what else?
I got a question. Are we playing for this lady?
Oh, I didn't think about that part. I just put her on the phone and let her listen.
Yeah, no, I was like, you put her up, and then yeah. I'm like,
she's just listening in.
She's like, I wonder what I'm doing
yeah,
here.
Yeah, why not? How come Lunchbox got to be the one to step in and go?
I have no idea.
Well, I guess I'm not used to playing, so that would have been Ray's job as the host.
Ray, what's the caller doing?
Ray, what's the caller doing?
Who do you want to play for?
Now, who does she want to play for her?
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with Eddie just because.
What?
Sorry.
Because I win things.
Mm-hmm.
And because Eddie's old.
But you understand I'm the oldest. I'm playing too. Whatever. Okay. And Ray, what is she playing for?
$100 Sonnet gift card.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I got it.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Morgan, you have any idea on that one?
No, nothing.
She checked out. She's born in the 90s. All right, I'll go first. Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee.
It was legit.
All right, I'm trying to beat Eddie now. All right, next up.
Oh, okay.
I'm in.
What?
I'm in.
These are all iconic sounds from the 80s. I'm in. Ray, hit that again, please. Sorry, I'm sorry.
That sounds so real.
Okay. Lunchbox.
That's a pinball machine.
Amy?
Oh, doo-doo. Pac-Man.
I have pinball.
Pinball machine.
And Amy goes down. Yeah! Three left. Amy goes down.
Place. I'm out.
Yes. Next up. Go, Ray.
What the?
I mean, what do we write that is?
Do that again. I know what that is.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I know what it's from. Will that be acceptable?
Yeah.
What it's from?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I wrote.
Okay.
Where this is known from.
Yeah, that's what I wrote.
I have to know where it's from. I know it's a...
One more time, Ray.
Oh.
I mean...
Not that it matters.
Just put some.
Well, I have car horn, but I don't know...
What... It's not car horn.
It's not a car horn.
I mean, he could put that.
I have a thing on Earth. Oh, no, no.
What?
All right, Lunchbox, your answer?
Duke's a Hazard.
Well, that's right.
You did.
That's a General Lee.
Yeah, but it's the car horn. It goes, but
yeah, but you just said car horn. Okay, that's what he does. He hits us with the possum. We fall
right,
for
right.
it.
Right, did I have car horn?
I have Duke's a Hazard.
Okay, I have Duke's a Hazard. Ray, is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
I thought Duke's a Hazard was 70s.
Hey, you guys!
What?
I'm in. I'm in for the win.
Oh, everybody in?
Yeah.
Ready? One, two, three.
Goonies.
I say sloth. You guys say Goonies.
Well, that's both right.
But sloth from the Goonies.
Well, yeah.
But a sloth. You guys didn't even say the person it was.
Well, the car horn wasn't car horn. It was Dukes of Hazzard.
No, that's literally sloth.
But that's literally
but that
sloth
was General
from the
Lee.
Goonies.
No, that was General Lee's
this is where
car
Ray
horn.
Would come in and say what's acceptable.
Nice. Thank
I'm
you.
More specific than you guys are.
Well, congratulations. You get a bonus point.
Thank you.
Ray, they're both right.
Eddie,
show
like
off.
I'm wrong. I said
no,
you guys
I say
right.
We're all right.
I didn't say you were wrong.
Ray.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are both right.
Thank you, Ray.
Gosh. I don't care.
Go ahead.
This guy.
Oh, yeah!
Huh?
I don't know any of these.
Oh, I got that one.
What is it again?
Oh, yeah!
Eddie, you taking a hiatus?
No.
One more?
Oh, yeah!
Eddie, what do you have?
I'm in. Hulk Hogan.
Eddie's out!
Goodbye.
Eddie's out! Goodbye!
No, wrong game.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. Game. I still want him to get boned.
Hey, stop that.
Hey. Jeez. Oh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Was playing minor league baseball. Broke his arm. Learned how to play ball with the other arm.
Huh.
Wow.
And then he ran for governor?
Mm-mm. That's no, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Jesse
oh, that's the bod. Forget
but
it.
Both Arnold Schwarzenegger, too.
Yes, and a lot of other governors.
All right. Let's go fast round because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Here. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
What?
There's two oh yes?
Do it again.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
See you, lunch.
Hey, Eddie, your mic's off.
Okay.
Oh, turn it off. Turn Amy's off, too, because she's like, well, I kind of know.
Hit that again.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Man, I have no idea. I'll let you have this one, Bobby.
No, you're not letting me have it. You
no,
don't
I am.
Know
I'm
it.
Letting you have it. I feel bad.
What
you
do you think?
I put Full House because I don't know anything.
I believe.
Hey!
I believe it's a fella that is shaped like a pitcher, and he's red, and he goes by the name of the Kool-Aid Man.
Bone him! Bone him! You're
unbelievable. Oh! Boom. Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
You did not win. You did not pass go. You did not collect $200. How do you feel?
For someone who doesn't like the 80s, you sure know a lot about the 80s.
Well, yes, because I know about it.
Michelle, Bobby knows a lot about everything. If you ever listen to the show, Bobby knows about everything. It doesn't matter
that's
if he likes
true,
it or hates
but that's
it.
That's not
true. He was the quiz bowl captain in seventh grade.
Oh, yeah, I sure was.
Goodness, he knows everything.
All right, Michelle, you didn't.
So annoying.
If you would have just picked me. I'll tell you what, next game we play where I can get on, we'll play a game for sure. Let's let her come mm-hmm. on and she can pick again, okay?
I
mean, your mic's
that.
Not on. Your mic hasn't been on like the whole time.
Yeah.
Rude.
No, that's because you were like, well, I know. And
then
when he does that, you
know.
Shut him down.
I yeah. didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Generally, you were like, I know, just for the record. Okay. True or false?
I didn't know that one. Amy. I didn't. Amy. I didn't. I had it wrong.
Oh, yeah,
Mr.
Super Mario.
Rogers.
Ray, will you swing your hips from side to side? Listen.
Do the Mario swing your arms from side
oh,
to
arms,
side.
Whatever.
Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario. Take
kinda
one
nailed
step.
That, and then all right, we're game. Done. Thank you very much. We'll get Michelle on to play another game.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia, starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Time Marches On. Time marches on. Around the room, sharing how you know time marches on because you see it. You're getting older. You feel it. You're getting older. I'll go first. My calves cramped up in the middle of the night when I was sleeping. I have no idea what happened. Both of them, same time. Whew, hard cramps in my calves. And I woke up like this. Ah! And Kayla's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. They're still sore. I don't know what happened to me, but both calves cramped like hard little golf balls at the same time. Never happened before. Looked it up on WebMD. I'm going to die in the next 24 hours or so.
Of course.
But it's all something in my body is not happening that's right. I've got cramps before, but never in my sleep. Eddie, you got a cramp in your sleep?
No, man. And I'm older than you.
I know.
Gosh, you're getting really old then.
I know. Eddie, what is yours?
Well, I went to Home Depot the other day because it was time to fertilize my yard. I Googled it. I got this new app about gardening. It says you got to do it about every 3 months. So, man, I got the big sack. I got the bucket where you like hit a button and it spreads it all over the yard. And when I was done, man, I just sat there and looked at the yard and I'm like, I am really excited about this. And I'm like, dang, I've turned into my dad. Like, that's what my dad used to do.
Oh, that's what you thought.
He used to cut the grass and be like, gosh, look, that's beautiful, with a beer in his hand.
You thought, I'm turning into my dad. I thought, I'm dying.
No, yes.
Two things old people think.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Well, I drove with my wife the other day, and there's this big store called Costco. We pulled in the parking lot. We went up to the registration desk, and we said, we'd like to do the oldest thing we've ever done in our life. We want to become members at Costco. And when I used to work at Costco and Sam's, I looked at the people that shop there as old farts. And I was there joining. And I looked at my wife. I said, this is officially the oldest thing we have ever done in our life.
OFC.
Old Farts Club?
Yeah. Him. He's in it.
That's it, man.
The OFC. Old Farts
Club. It hurts.
All right, there it is. Time marches on.
Time marches on.
Amy, wrap it up.
Well, I went to the dermatologist yesterday and had 4 spots on my face, like, addressed because I have so much sun damage. And he said it's stuff from when I was a young kid, like teenager and in my 20s, doing tanning beds. But now, he said it takes years and years and years for it to pay off, and here I am. And then I also had another spot on my back, like, removed for a biopsy. I was like, what?
This is the saddest one you've ever done.
So sad. Are you okay, man?
No, but like, wear sunscreen, guys.
Yeah, I hear you.
Don't do tanning beds.
I hear you there, too.
Yeah, this.
But I hope my tanning, because I went tanning bed a little bit.
You dabbled?
Bit, which is a little bit. So I hope that doesn't come back, or all of a sudden I might have like a bunny on my hip. All of a sudden I got to go to the doctor. Yeah, I got a little spot of a bunny on my hip. I got it checked out. All right, time marches on. If you're under like 30, you don't get that joke.
Nah, you don't get it.
The rest of everybody thought it was pretty funny. Yeah. This is Haley and Alex from Liberty Hill, Texas.
We love your show, Snake in the Grass. We would love to see Lunchbox, Amy, Eddie, and Scuba on the episode. Just don't make Amy the snake. She's a terrible liar, and she gets scammed all the time. We love your show. Bye.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So tonight, the show's on USA, 11:10 Central. And the plan is, if we can get this thing to like a season 2 or season 3, I think we got a good shot to get the show on there.
Come on.
Listen, all ages from 3 to 88. You need to watch.
Boom. Or 90. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know if it ages at a rating. I have no idea. So we'll take them all. So tonight, 11:10 Central. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have tips from burglars on how to protect your home from them.
I love talking to a good burglar.
Yeah.
Do they get them as they're arresting them?
I guess maybe they've changed their ways and they're like, hey, you know what? We'd actually like to help people out. So here's some things they can do.
All right, go ahead.
Use a wireless alarm system.
Can't cut your wire.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, all you got to do is cut the wires and you're good to go. That's a less advanced system, so you're probably going to be paying a little bit more, but it might save you in the long run. Put your front porch light on a timer. Some people, when they're going out of town, they just leave their front porch light on and it's on 24 hours a day. That is a sign to people that you might be gone.
Well, then it looks like I'm gone all the time. I just forget to turn mine off and I'm at home.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to get robbed while I'm at home because I don't turn that sucker off.
Well, and then you'll be like, chick, chick.
Yeah, that'll happen too. All right, what else?
If you're going to get a dog, get one that's scary.
Well, Stanley sounds scary.
Yeah, he does.
And he will run through your legs.
And he's big.
Yes, he will want you to pet him and scratch his belly, but he will run through your shins and knock you down.
Yeah, now I have a dog. She's a Labradoodle, and she's not that scary. But when I had a Rottweiler, I would walk with her, and people would part ways. It was amazing. Okay, I have a question from a bride. She's wondering if editing her sister-in-law's outfit and the family photos for the wedding is wrong.
Answer's yes.
Okay.
Without asking, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, her sister-in-law wore white, and so she was irritated by it, so she had the photographer change her outfit to gray.
Hilarious. Not gonna act like it ain't funny. But you probably need to say something about it before all of a sudden the picture starts showing up.
Yeah,
and she's in a different outfit.
Sister-in-law saw the gray outfit and was unhappy. I have country artists who don't drink alcohol. So if you happen to not drink, you're definitely in good company.
Anymore or ever?
Anymore.
That's a good question.
Yeah, Jake doesn't drink anymore. Right. Jake Owen doesn't drink anymore.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. He's on the list.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'll run through the top five. Tim McGraw, Keith Urban, Jody Messina, and Bobby Bones.
I'm on that list?
Yeah.
You're an artist.
Are the yes. Raging Idiots?
You are.
Stop it. Stop it.
Who's
the source of that? Did I write that article?
I don't even know if I named five, but we'll throw Chris Jansen in the mix too. But it says here, Bobby Bones has never drank alcohol due to the addiction gene in his family. He's been worried his whole life that if he takes one drink of alcohol, he will like it and it will create an addiction.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, you'd love
awesome.
It.
I'd win. Win what? I don't know, but I would win. I'd be the best at it. All right, what else?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to the Jefferson City Marine Corps League. They are a group of Marine veterans that come together to support others that need help, others that have served. And they got a call about a guy that needed a wheelchair ramp installed on their deck. So that way, when they came home from the hospital, they were good to go. When they got there to assess the situation, the deck was totally falling apart. So what did they do? They didn't just decide to add a ramp to this, you know, wonky deck. They ripped it down. 10 other former Marines showed up, and they built a deck. Scruggs Lumber donated a lot of the wood. Lowe's even stepped up and gave them some good pricing on other things and hardware. And the whole crew was able to build a brand new deck and the new ramp all before the homeowner returned. And I just thought it was super cool that they rallied together for this.
That is super cool. And that they were motivated to do it. They
went above and beyond.
Obviously were inspired, but then they stayed motivated, which is tough. And they finished it. They built it. Changed the life, obviously, of him. All right, great story. That's why we do this segment. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
A voicemail from Gabby in North Carolina.
Calling to get your opinion on whether or not I should let my 12-year-old wear makeup. I've never been someone really big into wearing makeup, and I currently don't even own makeup because I just don't care to wear any. Am I right in thinking that she's really just too young to be wearing makeup, or am I just having a hard time thinking outside of my own perspective? I just think her natural beauty should shine through for as long as possible. Anyway, thanks for all you do. I love the show, and I look forward to listening every day.
Yeah, I'm going
to
check out of this answer. Kids and makeup, girls,
yeah.
I got nothing. Amy, you're first.
I mean, 12 is definitely young in my opinion, but I would say that you could acknowledge her desire to wear it and recognize that, but say, hey, what if we do this lip gloss for now and start there and then build? But full-blown makeup at 12, I don't know exactly what she's referring to, but that would be a lot.
Morgan?
I think it's okay. If she wants to find the happy medium, she could allow her to do it at her house and then not wear it outside in the world. But I think you have to let her start to explore, because I started playing with makeup, I think, when I was maybe 10 years old, and I was wearing it all the time. And I felt like I got better at wearing makeup, so she'll have a better advantage on other girls too.
You were 12 in what year?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. Math.
It's like
5 years ago.
Fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah. I was talking about you, though.
Like, what year were you?
Okay. Well, let's see. I graduated high school in 2012.
Okay, back it up.
So,
just do the year you were born.
2006, maybe, would be the year that I was in middle school.
That's the year all Earth went to crap.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, we all started wearing makeup. Right. It was a whole thing. So, you say it's kind of okay. Let her do some.
Yeah, I think she should be able to explore with it.
Well, I think we have a mom, first of all, that has a daughter. And then we have someone who's been 12 like 5 years ago?
Yeah, like 5 years.
Yeah. Well, probably because when I was 12, I wasn't allowed, so I'm not
Morgan was nine running the streets.
I had three older sisters, too, so that's part of it.
Yeah, a way, too, that I've heard some moms do is like, okay, if you want to do that, then you're going to have to buy some of your own makeup, and then they'll realize how much stuff to spend, and they'll wear less because they don't want to pay for it all.
Eddie did that at Sonic with the boys.
That's right.
Like, you want ice cream? You want buy treats? Your own.
They were like, okay, I'll get the extra small
one. And then he went, you want dinner?
No, I didn't do the dinner.
You didn't do that? No. That was off the air talk. Never mind. All right, let's go over and get the morning corny in with Amy.
The morning corny.
Why did the teacher jump into the pool?
Why?
She wanted to test the water.
Ah, got
test.
It.
Yeah, got it. Yep.
That was the morning corny.
People have been finding notes on their cars that basically say, pay me so I don't have to rob you. Someone posted a photo of a note that said, quote, I don't want to steal anymore, but I still have bills to pay. Can you help me, please? And there are three ways: PayPal, Cash App, or a QR code. And basically they're saying, if you don't, we know everything about you. We have your license plate and we're going to get you.
Oh my gosh. I would pay.
Kind of scary.
Oh, me too. That Venmo would come quick.
Yeah. Well, don't say that. Now they're going to find your car and put the note on there.
I drive an Altima.
Whoa. No.
Yeah.
09.
I drive an 09 Altima.
Yeah.
If you see me like, my tires, that's me.
Yeah, stick with 09. That's good.
But if you walk out to a car, what is yours?
05. Give some respect.
If you walked out Lunchbox and there was a note on your car under the windshield wiper, and you're like, all right, what is this? And you pull it. It says, hey, all of that. Like, here's the Venmo. I need $50 because if I don't, like, I know where you live and I'm going to have to come get it another way.
I'd go on that Venmo and I'd leave my dollar and say, I'll be waiting.
No, you wouldn't. You're so brave when
you
it's
like
not real.
You them?
Yeah.
I would. I'd
say, put your home address and be like, I'll be right here.
It's sort of like in college when someone broke into my car. I had a Nissan Sentra, and they broke in. They were trying to steal my CD player and they couldn't get it out. They only took the faceplate off of it. So I left a note because I figured the next night they're going to come back. I left a note on there said, hey, I'm up in apartment 362. Come see me when you come back. And I sat up there with golf clubs waiting. Never came back.
Well, they probably didn't go back to the car.
I never saw the note.
Yeah, I wrote the note.
They weren't
scared
because of the note. Why would you rob a car two nights in a row? They're waiting for you.
Hey, I let them know. You guys said I don't say anything. I let them know. Said, come get it.
You waited all night.
I didn't think you would do that.
I left it in college, so I'd do it now.
You're a father of three now.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I got to protect my house.
But you say you're going to give them your address?
Okay.
They already said they know where I live.
But they're okay. They're lying. You are full of crap. Eddie, you get a note in your car.
Eddie's hiding under the car.
It says $50, right? So it's not like $1,000.
Uh-huh.
It's something you're like, I don't want to have to pay this. But it's like, for $50, I won't have to come rob you. What do you do?
I'm not going to say I'm leaving a note, like a dollar, and tempt them to say, hey, here's where I'm at. I'm just not going to do anything. It's a scam. Like,
you just ignore it.
100%, I would be like, this is so dumb. I'm just going to ignore it. They don't know anything about me.
But what about the part where they say, hey, I have bills to pay. I need help. Does that at all?
They wouldn't do it that way. If you came up to me and said that, you have a better chance of me giving you money.
I don't want to steal anymore, but I still have bills to pay.
Oh, this is all a fake story. I'm not falling for any of it.
You get scammed by somebody at a gas station that ran up and said, can I use your credit card?
I've not gotten charged for that. So that may not have been a scam.
May not.
May not.
Amy?
Oh, yeah, I'm paying.
$50.
We knew that. Amy's not only paying them $50, she's giving an extra $100 just to be nice.
She's tipping them for their idea. This is a great idea, guys.
Thank you for not robbing me. Here's an extra $100.
Well, they also have bills to pay.
Yeah, I'm not paying them, but I'm also not doing it. I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, same
with me. I'm
putting
on another car.
Yeah.
I'm going to go so they get their money from that car so they don't even think about me.
Yeah.
So everybody, if you get this note on your car, it is not real. It is a scam. Do not pay.
Well, now
and you cannot pay, or you can pay $1 and then
Let them know, come get some.
Let them know, come get some, and then sit with a golf club, apartment 32B, right?
326.
Yeah, whatever it is, all good. All right, thank you, guys. Couple stories here. Number one, the queen has had the same meal every day since she was 5 years old.
What?
This is goals to me. That's it. That's what I want to do. Every day I want to wear the same thing. I want to eat the same thing. I want to eliminate all possibilities of me screwing it up. But the queen has had the same meal every day since she was 5 years old. Her former private chef says the same sandwich every single day. I mean, I guess the queen's probably a little OCD then if that's the case.
Yeah.
Because I do, well, boring or it sounds consistent. And if you don't have consistency, I mean, that's why a lot of OCDs happen, at least with me. No control, no consistency. So I created my own.
Yeah.
That's why I black everything out. That's why I got to touch things in certain order. I don't love it. I don't think it makes me quirky. Sometimes I'm like, I wish I didn't have this. I left this morning. I had out my door in the garage. And I was like, I did not pet the dogs on the head in the right order. It was only 8 seconds to walk back in, but I walked right back in the house. I scratched the dogs' heads in the right order. Told them I loved them and left. And I was like, oh, thank God. Now I can have a good day.
It's tough.
That's so weird.
It is. I know, but if I don't, let me ask you this, Lunchbox. Do you ever have something you do and you're like, oh, no, that's such bad luck. I need to go fix that. Like with the lottery, or are you like, ooh, I can't, anything luck.
Soccer.
I'm not a big luck guy.
I mean, a little bit, like before I go to a soccer game, before I put my shin guards on, I smell them. So okay. If I don't smell them, I'm like, I didn't do it in the right order.
Okay, so that's a smaller, much less complicated version of that.
Yeah.
But will you go back and smell them again?
No, I'll just remember next time, man, you need to smell your shin guards.
Does it haunt you the entire time you're playing?
A little bit. I think about it. But when I'm done with the game, I make sure I smell them.
Okay.
So that's that's disgusting, by the way. I want to make sure to point that out.
Yes.
But it's similar-ish, right?
Yeah.
You want to feel like you have some control of the game in some way.
Correct. Like going up before high school soccer, I would drive around the block of school and listen to Tina Turner, Simply the Best, just before I got on the team bus on the way to the game. If I didn't, couldn't get on the bus.
So I think thinking that things are lucky is a much smaller version of having some sort of OCD type,
right?
Which I do. And if you're like, well, if I don't do it, I'm not going to have good luck. Less,
yes.
Less, but still, it's that.
But I mean, you went back in the house to pet
All the time.
Did you wipe off the original pets and then pet
them? No, I don't need to wipe them off. I just need to go back and do them the right way. But yeah, this chef to the queen says she needs an afternoon tea, and then she has the same sandwich every single day. The queen was served jam pennies in the nursery as a little girl, and though she's not a little girl anymore, she continues to have jam pennies. I don't even know what that is, but apparently it's bread and jam and then a little butter, and then it sounds very British. That's not even a sandwich.
Jam pennies.
Yeah, so there's that. Both pilots on Ethiopian Airlines fall asleep, and they miss the landing.
Oh, my gosh.
Both. Two of them. The other one's there to make sure that one of them doesn't screw up.
Right.
Or make sure the other one doesn't have an emotional breakdown and want to crash the plane.
Yeah.
That's why they put two up there, just to kind of, okay, I got you, you got me. So Ethiopian Airlines flight ET-343 flew right past its scheduled landing.
Oh.
And then air traffic's like, yo, bros, what's up? Both pilots were fast asleep and only woke up when the autopilot disconnected and set off an alarm.
What on earth?
That is an alarm.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's an alarm. Well, you set the alarm? I did.
sleeping alarm?
Yeah, it's the autopilot. The airline blames pilot fatigue for the mistake, and they've suspended both pilots.
I do not like hearing pilot fatigue.
Well.
Because you know it's happening.
I think they have rules like truckers have rules.
Truck drivers have rules.
You can only fly so often. Yeah. And it's up to them to, not truck drivers being one myself, I'm CDL. I represent truckers everywhere. But it's up to whomever you are to get the proper rest in that window. Mm-hmm. That's the responsibility of a person who is only allowed to work so much because they have to get the rest. But then you've got to get the rest in that window. And that's up to you, and that's the responsibility of that job. So, yes, pilot fatigue, I'm sure it's a thing. You need more pilots. But if you're responsible for getting rest in that 10 hours they give it to you, you can't go to Mardi Gras.
Right. But yeah. I wonder if those are the rules in Ethiopia, too, though.
I think they're pretty universal.
Okay. And they should be.
And English is universal. All countries when flying.
English language?
Yes. Did you know that?
No.
Because
they should all know English?
I believe to fly and for air traffic control to talk. And because so many pilots come from all different places, English is the universal spoken language, so they can all be on the same page because people are coming in from everywhere all the time.
That's interesting. I never even thought about that.
I read that in Outliers, I believe, because there were some problems with different cultures responding to air traffic control in different ways. Some cultures were like, okay, yes, I'll do whatever you say, air traffic control. And some were like, no, I see it different than you guys see. I'm going to go ahead and do it this way. And there were a lot of crashes based on where they were from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
A man tries to open a plane door mid-flight. A drunken man reportedly told his fellow passengers, see you in heaven.
No
way. Oh my gosh.
First of all, assuming they're all going to heaven, buddy, that's an assumption. You don't know them.
Yeah, I don't think you're going.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you think you're going.
We need to check the map. Other passengers started screaming, grabbing their children, and running toward the back of the aircraft.
Oh, my God.
I am not a brave person when it comes to, I'm going to be heroic and stop somebody else. I'd have gone at this dude.
Yes.
I'd have gone at this dude.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that I'm trying to save every kid on the flight. I'm trying to save myself from getting sucked out of that thing. And if he's going to the door, I'd have gone at this dude. And I looked up the average height of a man in 2022, 5'9". So I'm 6 foot without shoes, almost 6'1".
Dang, above average.
That's right, I'm a big dude.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm a big dude. So I had taken him down. The average height, 5'9".
Really?
For a woman, it's 5'4". So if it had been a woman doing this, handle it with ease.
Yeah.
Okay, in a situation like that, if a woman is doing it,
yeah.
How do you, can you, are you allowed to?
Absolutely.
Yes.
What do you mean? Right.
Whatever force necessary.
Do you have to go, oh, I was reading a book about opening the doors for ladies, so I got to open this door for you, man.
Well,
you open it for her?
I'm just asking, ma'am, you know, if you get in trouble for taking her down.
I'm just doing what my gramps taught me here. You open the plane door, but he sucks out and dies because you got to follow the rules. Yeah, so two males who were off-duty police officers jumped, popped the dude, held him down, and then they had an emergency landing. That's what's up. That's from the New York Post. A couple stories for you.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no, 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 no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
So you eat a big meal, and you're going to go swim. And somebody goes, hold on, you shouldn't swim for at least an hour. Not true at all, actually. From Duke Health, researchers did the test again. It is unnecessary to wait any more than a couple minutes after eating before you jump in the pool or the lake.
Oh, wow.
And that's largely just to enjoy some minor digestion cramps, even if you go, even if as you're swallowing that hot dog, you cannonball in.
Nice.
You might choke.
So swallow it first.
Yes, but they're like, there's really nothing to that story. I don't know where it started, but you don't have to wait an hour before you get in the water. A Georgia man has been sentenced for spending $31,000 in a bank error deposit. Lunchbox.
That, I don't understand how he can get in trouble for that.
I'm going to read you the story right now. From ABC7, an 18-year-old man from Madison County has been convicted of spending part of a check that a bank mistakenly deposited into his account. According to ABC7, the bank deposited $31,000 into Stephen Fields' account, but it was meant to go to a 70-year-old man that lived in the same area. The intended recipient had the same name and was also from the same town. Instead of depositing the money into the 70-year-old's account, the bank teller put in the 18-year-old's, and immediately, according to the story, upon receiving the money, the 18-year-old withdrew $20,000 and spent $5,000 via ATM card. In a span of 24 hours, he purchased a BMW convertible and spent the rest of the money on food at convenience stores.
Love it.
The following day, Fields tried to take out more money, but the bank had already noticed this kid went hard. He was like, I got a short time, and I got to go. ABC7 detailed a police report in which the bank staff notified the 18-year-old before calling police. Quote, I informed Mr. Fields that the bank wanted the money back as soon as possible. Mr. Fields stated that he would go to the bank and talk with Ms. Bryant and try to settle the situation without going to jail. ABC7 mentioned that Fields was sentenced to 10 years of probation as a result of the spending portion of the misplaced check and must pay restitution to the other Stephen Fields.
That's crazy. Wow. That's absolutely crazy. That the bank, like if someone walks up to me on the street and gives me $100 and I go spend it and they're like, oh, actually I was supposed to give it to the guy next to you. I can get in trouble for that.
I think someone on the street is different than a bank.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter, and the amount of money matters because that actually makes the crime worse. So yes, $100 and $35,000 or $30,000, it's a difference. It's like stealing $100 versus stealing $30,000.
You know what you always say? Be responsible for your actions.
And he has to be, right?
No,
now he's in trouble.
The person that is in the bank should be in trouble. It's not his fault.
I'm sure that person probably is getting reprimanded in some way. But you know that's not your money.
Yeah.
You know that's not your money.
Yeah, just like I know that person's not supposed to give me that $100, but I'm not going to tell him, hey.
Somebody walked up to you. This guy just realized, he looked in his bank account and was like, there's $30,000 in there. What you do is you call the bank and go, hey, there's $30,000 in my account. You don't immediately withdraw it as fast as you can and buy a BMW.
No, that's like if I...
That's how you knew the kid knew something was up.
Yeah.
If I go to a restaurant and I pay with a $100 bill and my total was $50 and they give me $80 back, I'm not going to say anything.
Again, $80 is different than $30,000 when it comes to how significant the crime is. And also, this is a bank that he could have called very easily and said, this is so much money in my account. And also, he spent it immediately.
Legit.
No.
He needed a car. Got a BMW. Always wanted a convertible. Like, it's a dream. It's like you hit the lottery. So they're giving it, doing a giveaway.
If they can prove that he went and spent it all knowing it wasn't his, then he's in trouble. Now he's got to pay it back.
And that's crazy. And he's 10 years of probation? That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, his life did change drastically because someone else.
Right, because someone else messed up. Oh. He's in trouble. Like, it's like.
Amy's team lunchbox now.
It's like, I just blew my mind.
It is a
there
bummer.
Is personal responsibility. Yes. This kid is responsible for knowing that's not his money, and he is using someone else's money.
What if he had an uncle die that he didn't know about?
Okay, now you're creating an uncle that died?
An uncle died and something.
They let you know before they put money in a bank account.
Yeah, there's paperwork that goes into an inheritance. Yes.
There's nothing to say about this. You just wish it would happen to you.
I do, and I think it's absolutely. I would be a lawyer fighting for this guy all day.
Yes, you were getting paid if you were that lawyer.
No, I'd do it pro bono.
Pro bono. Oh.
Now you've created a fake law career where you're working for free for the little man.
100%. Okay. I mean, this guy's getting wrongly charged, wrongly convicted, 10 years probation. I feel sorry for this dude.
Moving on, Best Buy said Wednesday that it will offer an expanded collection of hearing products and services this fall after a federal regulator said they would begin allowing the sales of over-the-counter hearing devices. I swear to you guys, I've been going deafer and deafer over the past, like, year.
Same.
Caitlin will go, what?
Yeah.
She doesn't say anything without me going, huh? Constantly. That's what's happening at my house now. What? Huh? I'll make a song about it to auto-tune it. What? Huh? What? Huh? So, but that's what's up. So, by fall, the company said that 300 of its more than 1,000 stores will have hearing solutions and displays for people to go in and get themselves. What would stop somebody, though, from just going and getting better hearing, even if you have good hearing, and putting one on your ear?
Oh, just make it better.
Hypersonic hearing.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah.
I don't even know what hypersonic means so
but it
much.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds like a superhero, what they would have. But the FDA will still regulate the quality of these devices, but you'll be able to, over the counter, basically, get a hearing aid. That is from CNBC. I did see the story about Locash and Preston from Locash, and it was in People, and he said that he had Bell's palsy. And Bell's palsy, how I know it, Jim Ross, the wrestling commentator, has it, and like half of his face doesn't move or he doesn't have control.
He has no
of.
Control over half of his face, so it just droops.
Are you talking about Preston?
Preston, yeah. I was reading the story, and it's crazy. For as long as we've known Locash, I guess he's had this because I've always noticed that he's kind of does a half smile, and I just thought that that's just kind of, oh, that's what Preston does, half smile. He's half smirking, but no, it was really Bell's palsy, which was making half of his face droop.
The country star was first diagnosed with Bell's palsy, a viral inflammation of the facial nerve that causes one-sided paralysis or weakness with no known cure in December of 2009, making him one of about 40,000 Americans with the condition. Quote, I was brushing my teeth and all of a sudden I looked in the mirror and there was toothpaste just coming out of the right side of my mouth, all down my beard and onto my shirt, he recalls, noting that he rushed to the hospital for fear he was having a stroke. Tests confirmed he actually had Bell's palsy, something he'd never heard of. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You gotta think it's tough too to sing when half of your face is, you know, paralyzed.
I always thought his half smile was super cool, and I'm like trying to. I'd be like, dang, I love how he's doing that.
I do totally. When I read this story, I'm like, I thought that was just kind of his look.
Another story: HBO Max is removing a bunch of content. Now, why they're doing this is because basically they can write it off again for tax reasons. They're also offering a 30% discount on yearly subscriptions. Now, as far as HBO Max goes, it's like the best high quality content show. Like, it's mostly like highbrow stuff.
Oh yeah,
like
big name actors.
They spend a bunch of money on shows. The new Game of Thrones came out yesterday. I didn't get to watch it yet, and I was gonna watch it with Caitlin because it's the prequel to Game of Thrones. And I was like, ooh,
there's more.
Well, they just started it, and I was like, the new Game of Thrones is on, and she was like, nah, not for me. And I was like, come on, let's watch it. And she was like, I don't want to watch Game of Thrones. And I said, okay. So the other show that I think I'm 3 episodes in is The Rehearsal. You guys watching The Rehearsal?
No.
Hilarious. It's the guy from Nathan For You. And so he goes and he takes people. Lunchbox, have you seen it?
No, I don't even know. You said, oh, he's the guy from Nathan From You, but I don't even know what that is. So I'm like,
so
man,
Nathan
I'm way out
For
of-
You was, okay, let me, this show is so funny to me and I think it'll be super funny to you guys too.
The Rehearsal?
Okay, let me tell you about Nathan For You right. First. This guy's Nathan. He's a comedian. He talks real dry and he's always kind of like this. But what he does, he used to go to businesses For example, there was a liquor store that was struggling. And so he had the idea. He would go and they would sell it to people under the age of 21. But they couldn't get it until they turned 21. So he's like, I'm going to help your business. We're going to sell to kids, but they can't actually get the alcohol until they turn 21. So he would just do funny ideas like that. So the rehearsal now, people have big moments in their life. And so what he does is he goes and he rehearses it with them. But he builds exact sets and scenarios. And they walk through every possible situation. This one guy had been lying about getting a master's degree to all of his friends in his trivia group. And so he's like, I got to tell this one friend, but I'm so scared she's going to freak out. And so Nathan built a whole bar just like the one he was going to tell her in, exactly, like chair for chair. And they kept rehearsing it in the room and got him ready. They went through all the variables, and then he finally was able to tell her. So it's rehearsing circumstances coming up in life.
This wow. is funny.
It's really,
that is
like,
really
LOL.
Funny.
Like, I can't believe they thought of that.
Awkward,
like,
cringe.
I'm jealous. I'm watching and I'm jealous. I'm going, why did I think of this? No,
so
I never
would've. Nathan is still Nathan in the rehearsal? So
that's his name. His name's Nathan Fielder.
Oh, so he's just playing himself. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. He's not playing
himself.
He's just
being himself.
Right, but the first show you talked about
Nathan
was...
Nathan for you.
Okay, so it's just...
It's him. He does...
Got it.
Breaking Bobby Bones. Ever heard of it? You know who I played?
Yeah, but you're Bobby... You are Bobby
me,
Bones.
On American Idol. You know who I played?
Who?
Okay.
Yeah, me.
Wow.
Same with this guy.
Okay.
All right.
What's wrong with you?
On Snake in the Grass, who do you play?
Oh, that's interesting. I play Telly Savalas, who used to be Coach Jack back in the 70s. Yeah.
Right. Funny reference.
Anyway,
yeah,
Telly Savalas.
Out of nowhere.
It's funny you knew who that was. Eddie.
Yeah, dude. Old movies. Yeah. He always had a cigar, too. Like.
Anyway, HBO Max offering a 30% discount on yearly subscriptions. All right, that's your news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
Ray, will you play voicemail one from North Carolina?
Morning, studio. We were watching Monday's episode of Snake in the Grass, and we paused it because we have a very interesting question. We were wondering,
how do you pick who the snake is?
Can you please fill us in, Bobby? We're so curious.
I have no idea, because I don't know. I don't know who the snake is whenever they get to the show. I think producers probably pick someone, and they base it off, can they keep the lie up? Are they different than the last snake? I don't know. So when they get there, I don't know who the snake is. The show's on tonight at 11, 10 Central. And Lunchbox, why do you want everybody to watch it?
So Eddie, Amy, and myself, we can all be on the show. I don't know who the fourth would be, but one of us would be on the show. Season two, maybe three.
It'd be amazing.
But I'd really like season two.
Yeah. But how do you know it's you? I'm just saying three of you from the show. I don't know that it's you three specifically.
Oh, as long as I'm one of them, I don't care.
I will say that. If you're on Lunchbox, you will be one
of
them.
Hey, okay? You other suckers, I don't care. Everybody won.
We'll see what else happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Eddie, I don't think you can live in the wild.
Excuse me?
All right, we'll be back in a second. I want to play this voicemail, Kara from Austin, Texas.
Hello, Bobby. I just wanted to say that I have a bone to pick with you because you think that the 80s suck, and I just love the Motley Crue and Def Leppard and Poison concert, and it was awesome. So you're wrong, and the 80s rock. Goodbye.
I understand why you would say that. That's your era. For me, not a lot to come from it. I am adding something else to the list of things from the 80s, though, that I accept, and that's Reebok.
The shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were cool.
Yeah, I got some on right now. My wife found me some, like, mid-80s old school Reebok tennis shoes, and they are like tennis shoes, literal tennis,
tennis
shoes. And they're the most comfortable shoes that I think I have right now. So I'm putting Reebok on the list of things from the 80s that's allowed to be talked about here on the show. Okay?
Okay.
Got it.
It's only like six deep at this point. Richard Marx. That's a good one, though, too, on there. Yeah. I try to always keep my car keys in the same exact place. Therefore, I don't forget them. And I don't forget many things because I always try to keep them in the same place. Right? And so now this guy's like, I keep losing my car key. So he did what I think I would do at this point. He's implanted it into his hand.
Crazy.
What?
Yeah. A tiny chip inserted into the right hand of Tesla owner Brandon DeLaley is now all he needs to unlock his vehicle. He shared a video and it's him just walking up. Boom, door opens. Never forget your key again because it's inserted. Yeah.
But does it have to charge or does it need a battery or...
Yeah, I have no idea. He plugs into his butt when he goes to
sleep. There we go. I thought that was coming.
Yeah. And you know that if you can do this with one thing, why not do it three or four?
Sure.
Like, I'm probably not going to put it in my hand at this point because we don't know what it... I'm looking at a picture of them putting it under his skin. It's almost like when you put your chip in a dog and they use a needle and put it...
Ooh.
And then when you sell the card, you have to get a new chip or take it out.
Send your hand with it.
Right.
Yeah. Chop it off. There you go. But that is wild that he actually did it. Like, I talk a big game, and I'm like, I'd love to put a chip in my hand. But no way. I did see a story, too, about a protest yesterday here where we live. And these people were protesting the fact that vegan milk, like an almond milk, costs more than if you were to get a cow milk. And they're like, it shouldn't cost more. It should be the same price. Free vegans. Whatever. And they concrete their feet into these different things so they can't move them. The road is shut down. Again, at Starbucks, protesting that vegan milk be the same as normal cow milk.
Okay.
And then I see that Lunchbox has joined the protest just to get on TV.
Oh, no,
my God.
He did not.
He's in the news story.
Yeah!
It's very brief. It's very brief.
He made the news?
It's very brief.
I made the news, guys. I mean, I saw this going down. I was like, man, I got to get in on the action. So I went and protested.
Oh, my God.
He did. And so here's clip.
How awesome. I mean, these people are crazy. I mean, they put cement around their feet as a protest.
One of them had to go to the hospital, too.
Because he was complaining his feet hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
And don't submit yourself in if you think it's going to feel good. Here is clip number one. This Lunchbox intros himself and finds out protesters submitted themselves to the ground.
Yeah, I was talking to the head protester. I guess you call her the head protester, or the leader of the pack. Don't know what she is.
All right, go ahead.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show, and I see you guys are going out here. So what's going on? Tell me what's going down.
Yeah. Did you get a pamphlet? Or do you have
No, I don't. We are here in Nashville. Our activists have cemented themselves to the floor here. The police came and removed several of our activists. They drilled one of them out.
Well, you actually put cement around your legs.
Oh, yeah. He's cemented on in there.
In the news story, you see Lunchbox for like 0.3 seconds, but you do see him.
I mean, I am there. I am marching.
You don't even see your face. You see the back of your shirt.
Like he's in the background of a camera shot or something?
No, I'm right there with the protesters, man. I am standing strong with them.
But you never see your face.
I know.
They see the back of his head.
They must have edited that part out.
Yeah, it is him. Here is clip number two of him talking to them.
But anyway, we're here protesting Starbucks' unjust upcharge on vegan milks. So despite paying lip service to sustainability, Starbucks is continuing to charge customers up to 90 cents extra to have vegan milk instead of dairy in their coffee.
So wait a minute, you're trying to save the planet and they're trying to charge you more for saving the planet.
Absolutely. It's insane. It does not make sense.
So we should say no more meat in our mouth or no more Starbucks in our mouth.
Well, what do we say? Save the planet.
Save the cows. No more.
In the vegan milk.
Yes.
Upcharge now. Yeah. You know, we're here for a reason.
And so, do we come back tomorrow, or what do we do?
Well, you know, Starbucks doesn't know where we'll show up next.
Got it. That's the whole key.
Gotta keep them on their toes.
All right. Thank you.
Wow.
This is crazy. They travel around the country to different Starbucks.
They were from different states.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just wackadoodles from here.
No. They said you never know where we're going to be next. And so they travel in a U-Haul. Guys, I talked to an eyewitness. No, listen, the eyewitness.
Weren't you an eyewitness, though?
No.
I mean, couldn't you just talk to yourself? You saw it.
This guy saw it all start. Like, he was there when it went down, and he was incredible.
So tell me what you saw.
I was here at the beginning, man. Next thing I know, I see a U-Haul truck pull up right here. They lift it up, and they all jump out, and then they get the...
It was kind of like a SWAT takeover.
Yeah, that was cool.
You thought you were like, oh my God, SWAT team, but it was
protesters. Yeah, and they pulled out the cement and like that. Believe me, they done enough damage as it is. They shut down one of the largest grossing Starbucks in Davidson County. There's only six of them.
And all of them did that.
Yeah.
Now, does it inspire you to get in the concrete?
Hell no.
Okay, all right, just check.
I love a good peaceful protest. I do.
It was hilarious.
There's no need to stop all that traffic. Ugh. I saw people that were trying to do their jobs at the hair salon next door, and they were like, our clients couldn't even get here. We had to send them like a back way. Concreting their feet in. Oh, the man. Rule should be if you choose to concrete yourself in, you can't go to the hospital because your toe hurts.
You got
to
stay in there?
You're
forever
there.
And
you
ever.
You committed.
I mean, they blocked the entrance to Starbucks, the exit, and they concrete it, and they put caution tape up. Like, you can't get past. And I was like, this is awesome.
Were you disappointed the news didn't interview you?
I was so mad. Because I was doing the chant with them,
He hopped in the protest.
In the vegan upcharge. I don't even remember.
Upcharge? I think you're yelling the wrong thing, bud.
Save the cows. Yeah, that's it.
Meat in your mouth. What was it?
Don't have meat in your mouth.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah, but it was awesome. And then I go home, and I'm like, I'm going to be on the news. Wife and I sit down. They show my back.
The back of his head for like a split second. But he did have a haircut.
Yes, it fresh, did look pretty fresh good. Haircut.
Wait, why did you stop there? Were you just driving down the road?
Down the road and saw it.
Wow.
And I pulled over.
He's like, my lucky day.
And I just happened to be there when the news was there, and I was like, this is great.
Wife with you?
No.
So you were just driving?
I was just driving.
Were your kids?
Nope. I was going to pick the kids up.
And so you were delayed in picking the kids up.
Yeah.
Because
I hopped in a protest.
It's important.
It was great that the news was there at the same time. And I mean, they could have included me in the news story a little bit, but.
You weren't wearing matching clothes is what I noticed.
That's the
all
problem.
All of them were concreted in black shirts that said a message, and you were not concreted and wearing the same hoodie you wear on this show every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
same,
but it was awesome, man. I am all for the in the upcharge.
Looking
save the cow. Go vegan now.
There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey.
You're making a difference.
Made the news.
Not really.
You don't count that?
I don't.
I got texts.
You need your name on there.
I got texts from people saying, dude, you're on the news.
Who?
People I know.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Now that's all I'm
Hey, Brian Titus, he hit me up. He was like, hey, man, is this you on the news? I was like, that's me.
Is that your back on the news? Yeah,
okay. He recognized my back. That's how famous I am.
Okay, good job, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
It's a funny story that you went and covered, not so much at getting on the news. We'll put the clip, though, up on our Facebook so people can see it.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what He says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a kid, he had $30,000 put into his account accidentally. And so what did he do? He noticed it and just started spending like crazy. Got a BMW, took out some other cash, and they go, oh, that's not your money. And so he got in trouble. He got in trouble by law. He had the same name as an old man in the same town, and they just put the money in the wrong account. So I think he got 10 years probation for it. That's what the story said.
Yeah, right? And restitution.
Restitution? I mean, payback.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Restitution.
Yeah. Chris in Nashville is on. Chris, you're on the show. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
You guys are probably not going to agree with me on this, and that's okay. That's okay. But, I mean, I'm not condoning what this dude did because, I mean, he's 18. He knows right from wrong. However, I mean, there are people that walk every day that are going to the courtrooms and are charged with maybe crimes to that equal that. It's been on the news a lot. It's, you know, they get like 1 year in jail and then they get like 2 years probation. This kid is 18 years old. 10 years of probation, that's extreme, I believe. I mean, that kid will be 28 years old. It's going to be hard for him to get into college. I mean, I'm not saying what he did was right, because that's not. You know, he knows right from wrong. He should have given the money back. However, I can tell you, anybody nowadays, most people, if you were to walk down the street and you were to find a lottery ticket and it had $50,000 winner on it and it was just sitting there, Would you honestly pick that ticket up and say, oh, I'm going to go return it to the gas station right in front of me? Most likely not.
Well, that's not a very good analogy, first of all. But second of all, the probation 10 years, that's way too much. I agree with that. But we're not arguing about the penalty, about 10 years being
– But he
forever.
Makes a great point about the lottery ticket.
No, that's not the same. It's a terrible analogy. That's nowhere. Nobody owns that.
What if you found $20,000 in cash? Would you go, oh.
It's in a bank. I believe in the terms of the bank, which I think Juan's going to tell us here. I think when you sign to get a bank account, I think they go, hey, if you have extra money in your account that you find, it ain't yours. I think it's
in there.
Hey, Juan, can you tell me about this real quick? Juan in St. Louis, how's it going?
Pretty good, man.
Tell me what you know.
So when I got out of the Marine Corps, I had to change banks. And so what happened was the first time it happened, it was like only like $50,000 that they dumped into my checking account. And of course, I immediately went to the bank that same day and brought it to their attention, in which they froze my account and they did what's called a 30-day investigation on the funds and trying to figure out where the money belonged to. And so, and at that time, they informed me that in your checking account agreement, when you sign up for your checking account, that you, if you find money in your account that is not yours, then you are responsible, have the responsibility to turn it in.
So it's written. You signed something like
that. So what they are saying is, hey, we can screw up and we have no responsibility. It's all on you. You, the customer, as a business,
bucks,
as a
cool
business, we can't make
I
a mistake.
$30,000, it's a whole different story.
Like, you own a bank. Like, you run a bank. I don't know how much money's in a bank. Probably a lot of money. And so you just, give all responsibility. You don't take any responsibility for your actions. That's so stupid and crazy. And I never signed anything.
To get a checking account, you never signed anything.
No, I gave my name and my information. And that's it. And they gave me a welcome book.
You never signed a single thing. Nope. I think you just don't remember.
What am I signing? Well, with a home, when I bought a home, they went over line by line everything I'm signing. So if a bank didn't go over that,
I don't think they even went over line by line because that's a whole pack and it would take 40 years.
An hour.
No, that pack is bigger than an hour line by line when you buy a home.
A bank never does that. So if they didn't do that, that's their fault.
So you mentioned a bank and there's money involved. How do you think a bank works?
Man, I don't really know how a bank works.
What's the business? How's a bank making money?
By loans. They do loans. That's how they make money. I don't know any other way they make money.
That would be one way they could, sure.
That's not it?
No, they take your money that you put in the bank, and they invest it in places for themselves. So when you put your money in your paycheck.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So I don't get to go put it anymore because they made me do direct deposit at work. Scam.
It's not a scam. Go ahead.
Yeah, they take a penny off everybody's paycheck. Guess what? They made $1 million.
You don't know they took a penny off a
paycheck. But they could.
Okay, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like it. So when my buddy goes to that bank, they take it out of my account and use it. They can go buy themselves a BMW.
They could if they wanted to.
What in the world?
They take the money that you're putting in.
So how is it okay for them to use my money?
It's in the agreement you signed.
Oh, my God.
Do you think everyone's money is just physically sitting at the bank? All of our money right now.
What's up?
In a vault?
You think every bit of money that everybody puts in just sitting in the vault?
Yes.
Why the bank robbers go to the vault.
That's exactly why they go and get the vault. Yeah. And
how about Scrooge McDuck? You ever see him?
Yeah. Diving into the coins.
He dives into the coins. Yes. Do you think that's there?
100%.
Yeah.
Because listen, if we all decide we want to go get our money and we go there, they got to go and get it out.
Yeah, that's the bank being screwed and that's our economy being screwed. You don't want that to happen. Very small banks.
But why do I not? Who? I don't care if the bank's making money. Why does that screw my economy?
Ooh, he should do that today. Go withdraw his money from the bank.
I don't think it would
demand it all.
So very small banks keep about $50,000 or less on hand, period. And larger banks may keep as much as $200,000, but that's it. The rest of the money is out. It's invested. They're making money too.
I am so confused. So those guys at the teller machine, they're making investments, but they can't.
No. The guys at the teller machine aren't making the investments. Mm-hmm. They're working and they're making their
Who's
wage.
Who's making the investment?
The bank.
Well, yeah, but who at the bank? Like, if I walk in there and I need to talk to Jim, is he the one making the investment?
He is not. Probably not the board are making decisions, and they have someone who can make those decisions for the bank.
So they can make those decisions with my money, and they're not responsible. If they lose my money, whatever. But if they give money away, it's my fault too. So there's the bank has no responsibility, basically. They have all this money and they can do whatever they want with it and no repercussions.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
So why do we give money to a bank?
Go take it out. Put it in your mattress. Go old school. Put it in the yard. Go Pablo.
I'm starting to think these banks are a ripoff. Like I've always thought not trusting banks. Now I'm really starting to think this is a ripoff.
But you do get interest on your money.
Over time, yeah.
Yeah, not very much.
Okay.
Like 50 cents for the year.
Oh, that's your interest? 50 cents a year?
Yeah, I think so.
The agreement you signed was not good, buddy.
And you did sign that.
There we go. We learned a little something today.
How much do you get?
More than that. More than 50 cents a year.
Give me your guy's name.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you my banker. All right.
I still think the bank is responsible, and I feel bad for this kid, and I want justice for him. If he wants to go appeal it, I'll go with him.
Okay.
I'll be an eyewitness.
You guys can you didn't witness it, though. You guys can call us, 877-77-BOBBY. Today, you learned about banking. Everybody feel good about it?
Yep.
Yeah, kind of.
Not really?
I mean, what
really
did we learn?
Made me feel crummy.
He doesn't know anything about banking. Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day. This story comes to us from Norfolk, Virginia. A man was busted going 152 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Man, that's three times almost.
Golly. That's fast.
I mean, when I heard double, I'm like, golly, that's fast. But three times? Was he on a motorcycle? That's usually who's flying or those people on motorcycles.
Oh, weaving through traffic?
I believe he was in a car, and he said, man, it's hot outside. I was trying to get there quick.
I felt that.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he had the windows down and needed some air conditioning. I didn't know he was just trying to get out of the heat. Dang. I don't know that I have ever been in a car that would go 150. I haven't. But I don't know any car that would go 150.
That is so fast.
Like a road car. I've been in a race car once. I drove it on the track here.
Oh, and you went 150?
No, I went like 60 on the racetrack. Hey, when they said go as fast as you want, I went 60.
I remember that. We watched you.
And you guys were like, hurry up. Is it broken? Is something broken? All right, so what happens to him in jail?
Arrested and the car impounded.
Okay, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Okay, okay. It is time for the good news countdown.
It's the good news countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Let's count them.
Number three.
A couple in Cleveland opened a store called Second Semester Consignment Shop 6 years ago. They sell supplies at a discount to make sure every kid has what they need when they go back to school. And at the store, they also offer free tutors. I thought that was a great idea. I loved it. I wanted to share it.
Number two.
A great-grandmother named Nora Shaw wanted a, quote, hunky man for her 106th birthday. So her daughter hired a guy from a company called Butlers in the Buff that normally does bachelorette parties. She was 106 and she got her dude.
That's nice. Awesome.
There you go.
Okay. Number one.
A toddler in Georgia was playing with his mom outside, chased after some bubbles, and that toddler found a missing woman in the woods next to their house. She's 82 with Alzheimer's, and she's been missing for 4 days. So the kid who was chasing bubbles ended up saving the old lady's life.
Wow. Amazing.
I wonder if the kid would have been missing had he not found the woman. He just ran off chasing bubbles. Found an old woman.
They saved each other.
Wow.
That was
the good news countdown.
I encourage you guys to check out episode 2 of our podcast, 25 Whistles, where not only do we talk about fantasy football, we have an expert on, but I talk about massages and why I'm not the biggest fan of massages and why I'm a big old weirdo. So search for 25 Whistles wherever you podcast. It is up today. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.